This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Hi, this is Donny Osmond, and you're listening to Greg and Joe.
Well, I think we should just bring on Paulie, better known as Burt Young.
They're talking about a movie called Creed.
You know what, though? He better have Paulie in that movie.
If they dump me, it'll be sacrilegious.
Hi, Mario Lopez. Mario, how's it going tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great. And you got a lot of Hollywood hotties getting on you, or what? You were like a Miley Cyrus. That shit works. You know, I mean,
I've known her since she was a little girl. She's real sweet, and, she was grown up.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah, she has.
Mr. Gianni Russo played Carlo Rizzi in the original Godfather.
James Caan.
Ah,
filthy asshole.
He broke through your ribs, you saying?
With the kicking when I crawled out?
Yeah.
Going to the fire hydrant?
Mm-hmm.
We want to introduce Mr. Bach Rutten.
How many bouncers did you take out at that one time in Sweden?
There were five of them, so every one I dropped, but they were keep coming back up,
Mario Andretti. Mario, how are you this evening?
Wonderful, guys. Greg, one question.
Yeah.
If I call you the rambling freak, will you squash me like a bug?
Here are Greg Valentino and Joe Piatero.
Hey, this is Sebastian Bach, and you are listening to Greg and Joe.
Hey, it's Rita from Mob Wives, and you're listening to Greg and Joe. And you know what? You better listen, or else.
Hey, this is Max Martini from 50 Shades of Grey, and you're listening to Greg Valentino and Joe Piatero.
This is Rick Drayson, and you're listening to the Greg and Joe Show.
This is Jim Kelly, former Buffalo Bills quarterback and Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Joe Piatero and Greg Valentino.
Hey, everybody, this is Ron Bumblefoot Saul, and you're listening to Joe Piatero and Greg Valentino. Yeah!
Hey, it's Artie Lang, and you're listening to Greg and Joe. Check it out.
What's up, guys? James Maslow here, and you're listening to Joe and Greg.
This is Big Ed, and you're listening to Greg and Joe, and you better fucking listen.
Hey, everybody, this is Les Stroud, a.k.a. Survivor Man, and you're listening to The Greg and Joe Show.
Hey, guys, this is Steve Weatherford, Super Bowl champion New York Giants, and you're listening to The Greg and Joe.
All right, this is Boston Lloyd, and you're listening to The Greg and Joe Show.
Okay, listen up. Off-season, the movie is available right now to rent or own on Amazon.com.
Well, I've been thinking about competing on a more serious level lately.
What's up, man? I just started seeing you around here.
I'm Donnie.
I trained a couple of guys this year. I get your diet right, I could bring you in as a heavyweight. And the sport is 24/7. It's not just about your physique, Donnie. Trust me. I want you to come with me so I can introduce you to some people, people that could sponsor you, people that could hook you up.
The bodybuilding short film stars IFBB Pro Rob Ewells, Mark Vincent, and the one and only Greg Valentino. Don't tell nobody that's me. The critically acclaimed movie tells a story of a bodybuilder conflicted between an emerging relationship and his desire to compete. So for more information or to see it now, check out www.theoffseasonmovie.com. That's theoffseasonmovie.com. Or go to Facebook. /off-season. So go to Amazon, go check out Off-Season right now, and buy the friggin' DVD. Don't be friggin' cheap. Buy the DVD. Let me know what you think about it. Of course, my part's the best. Just kidding.
This is the Reverend Bob Levy, and you're listening to the Greg and Joe Show. Two guineas, one mic. Listen, motherfuckers, or I'm coming to your house. To your daughter.
And welcome to the special edition of Greg and Joe's show presented by Muscle Sport Magazine. I am Joe Piatero, and not sure if Greg's going to get to join us or not.
quick backstory. Something fell into our lap just
moments ago, basically. Earlier today, I had reached out to both Boston Lloyd and a Mark Loebliner. Just in case you guys haven't noticed online on the internet, it started with a little kind of a little feud going on, I guess we can say. So we're waiting for Boston to join us. I'm hoping that this all falls into place because, like I said, this was all last moment type of thing, and you got to strike while the iron's hot. But quick backstory: Boston had posted something on his Facebook account last night, I believe it was around 11 p.m. or so. Mark Loebliner had put a picture on his Instagram, his own Instagram account, and he was saying that he had gained 20 pounds since in 2 years, since 2013. And Boston was, giving him some crap and some shit over that and kind of calling him out a little bit. So I reached out to both of them, and I did get responses from both, but I don't want to ruin it by talking about it before we have the guests on. And Boston, like I said, me and him emailed each other a few times today, and I'm hoping he got that last message because you can't just, start recording. I had to set all of this up through Blog Talk and everything like that to get the recording done. So right now I'm basically just kind of hanging and waiting to see if Boston did in fact get this message. Both of these guys are big, huge names in the industry. I mean, Boston Lloyd's a 21-year-old NPC bodybuilder, big fan following. He's a young guy. He's got a big fan base. Young kids. His fiance Ariella Palumbo, she's a NPC women's physique competitor. Both of them all over the place on Instagram, Facebook, and things, YouTube and stuff like that. Mark Loebliner is a 34 NPC competitive bodybuilder. He is a one of these guys that is involved with a lot of different supplement companies. Slivation, he was involved with Instone, which was the Sylvester Stallone's company. He's now involved with Tiger Fitness and Machine and all of that. So he's got his, himself out there a lot into a lot of these different companies. He seems to have a very vast knowledge. He's got a big following as well online. I mean, this is the new thing in not just bodybuilding, just in general. People have these online, like they call them YouTube sensations and stuff like that. I'm not going to put Boston and Mark into that type of scenario. I don't want to, label them. They call them YouTube sensations. But they have definitely taken advantage of the internet, social media, YouTube, and things like that, and to get a big following. So it's pretty cool to see how these guys are out there, putting themselves into into the global world. The whole world is seeing these guys and listening to their advice and stuff like that. Boston's a very outspoken guy, definitely, our kind of guy. I'm not saying Mark isn't, but Mark's a little more reserved. He seems to be a little more, go with the scientific way and stuff like that. And Boston doesn't pull any punches as far as juicing and shit like that goes, which is right up our alley. It was pretty cool that both of these guys did get back to me, and I'm hoping we get Boston on the phone. And if we don't, we'll definitely do this another day. But I do want to also give Mark a chance to respond. There's nothing wrong with hearing what he has to say. He apparently, from what he told me, there is no history between the two of them. I don't know. I'm not going to jerk anybody's fucking rod and say, hey, I know all about these guys. I know what their history is. They hate each other. They like each other, whatever. I have no idea. Hence the reason why I want Boston to come on and talk about it. Now, Ariella did put something in Boston's, this thing's getting a ton of fucking comments on Facebook on Boston Lloyd's page. And she said that Mark has talked shit about both of them in the past, and this is like in response to that. I'm obviously there wasn't time to do all of the research. I will, in fact, do that. We're going to post all of this stuff up on MuscleSportMag.com once we get what we need to get out there. But it, like I said, this kind of just fell into our laps. And Greg and Joe Show made TMZ last year with our Burt Young interview. it's kind of funny how, you know, we do celebrities and we also do regular bodybuilding type things. This, I guess, is kind of a mixture. We're kind of getting into the TMZ type of stuff, but with bodybuilders. Kind of like, I guess, you know, uncharted territory, if you will. Kind of different from the norm. It's kind of like, I usually don't get involved with stuff like this as far as bodybuilders talking shit to each other online, but this one caught my attention. I actually caught it on Reddit, which is really becoming, if you guys aren't familiar with the Reddit, R-E-D-D-I-T, it is like, it's a forum, but it's everything. And there's all different types of things on there. But I did catch this on Reddit. I am hoping we are being joined right now by Boston Lloyd. Boston, is that you on the line?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, bro, what's going on? Welcome to Greg and Joe Show.
How you doing?
Good, man. I could not get a hold of Greg. I mean, obviously, you know, we just, this was like last minute. We just put this thing together. So you're going to have just one half of the Greg and Joe. Valentino is going to be fucking pissed when he hears that, you know, because we've been dying to get you on and talk to you. And me and you will talk off the air about that other stuff. But I know you only got a few minutes, and I appreciate you joining us. But so what exactly started this whole thing between you and Mark Loblino?
Well, we made a video, and, I mean, a lot of his videos are over-exaggerated, as it is, and he made a video about GNP, and he made a couple statements in there that made me shake my head. He's like, GNP will kill you. It will overheat your organs. Like, stuck in, like, saying that it will do this or it will do that, which to me, it's like, so he's putting down other trainers who have used it on themselves or their clients and basically is making false claims of what it does. So my fiance actually made a status about it, like maybe like a day after the video. And then he made a video response to her status. And then now I've just been trolling him because I think it's funny. Because you can tell he kind of gets a little worked up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's the fitness industry for you. I mean, a lot of these bodybuilders are super emotional, and I don't know. So, that's basically it.
Okay, and people that don't know what DNP is, it is a, you know, it's an anabolic fat burner. It's a very high dosage type of thing, and some people do say that
it's
dangerous.
It's the world's strongest fat burner, and it's very potentially dangerous if used, if it's not used properly. But what Lobiner was saying was basically it's dangerous, and it'll kill you no matter what, and it'll fuck you up no matter what. Now, I know from personal experience that from using it myself, when I used it correctly, all I felt was super lethargic. The fat burning properties were great. And that's why a lot of these top level pros use it. And that's why a lot of these top level gurus use it on their people. I've recommended it to a few of my clients, the people who need it. It definitely helps. But that he was just blowing it way out of proportion.
So basically he was saying that this thing is not good, but you've used it yourself and you used it with your clients and you used it using, you know, the correct dosages, and you were able to find out
that it is more,
effective.
Yeah, there's more people that have...
Obviously, it doesn't kill you because you're here talking, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's more people... Somebody put an article that there's, like, 30 deaths that they put on DMT, but there was actually, like, only, like, one or two deaths that they could actually pinpoint it was from a DMT overdose. And these are guys that were taking, like, six times the amount you're supposed to and not drinking enough water. And I mean, honestly, Clint has more, you know, has worse side effects long-term, in my opinion. Anything that's going to speed your heart up like that is going to be more dangerous potentially in the long term. Not in the short term, but in the long term. So, I mean, he made a video, and now I'm basically trolling him, but he takes shit so seriously, I feel like. But, and then Jason Waha made a video. I don't know. It just kind of circulated. And then now people are making statuses about it. People are tagging me and him, making their, you know, input on the whole situation. But actually,
actually on that DMP thing, I would say about 80%, like 60 to 80% are siding with me. And the other ones like Jerry Ward, who have made videos saying it's safe if used properly.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it doesn't mess with your hormones. It's not a hormone. So that's
the other thing. It's a super fat burn. And Boston, we are actually being joined right now by Greg Valentino, who probably has no idea what's going on with this whole thing because all of this is happening today. Greg, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what's going on? Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you fine, man. Yeah, we got Boston Lloyd on the phone. Greg, I'm going to fill you in later on all this because Boston only has a few minutes to join us on today's Greg and Joe show. So I'm glad we actually, it is the Greg and Joe. It's not just Joe waiting for Greg now because I was telling Boston, I know that you really wanted to talk to him. But this is something that between him and Mark Loebliner that kind of blew up since like around 11 p.m. last night online. And I found it on Reddit this morning and then I looked at it on Facebook and it's fucking going all over the place. So Boston, has Mark actually, has he tagged you on anything and responded to these comments and stuff like that online?
He responds not my comments, because I make, like, dumb comments to him, like, pick a show, Mark, with a smiley face, and I just make dumb comments to him. No, he hasn't responded to me, but he responds to some people, because you can tell he takes a lot more serious. Like, everything I post is, like, for laughs, usually, and a lot of people think it's super serious. Everything I say is serious, but it's like, it's more in a jokeful way where people, and as Greg knows, the bodybuilding industry is full of insecure, emo-ass people, so they take everything literal, and he just, like, went overboard with it.
There's going to be people who wish you death. I'm just going to say that. I've gotten that. You have no idea. You know, people hate your guts because of what you're doing, you know? So you're going to get people, like, wishing you death and, you know.
I've gotten that before. People that do that, yeah.
Don't listen to that shit. You know, be careful what you do. Sometimes your honesty destroys, you know, people like fucking, they don't understand that, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? They look at you like you're some sort of, not like you're not a human being. I mean, it's insane the shit that they say.
A lot of people misinform, everyone thinks that, like, a lot of people, it's crazy, man. I've gotten emails that people think that, like, the top Olympians get drug tested, and, like, some of them are, you know what I mean? Like, people understand that those guys, they're not only eating tons of food, but they're taking tons of hormones. People really don't get it. Like, they really think you could get that big and that lean with, 500 makes a test and shit. It's ridiculous.
No, but that's why some of them look like dog shit when they come off. Because they're all, you know what I mean? It's because they're taking, like, you know, toxic amounts and stuff. But, hey, listen, that's, you know, who's to say what anybody, you know, listen, I would say, you know, they'll fucking ostracize some guy if he gets, like, a calf implant or if he fucking shoots Synthol or it does whatever. But meanwhile, females get breast implants. That's enhancement. That's not natural. You know, when you see these chicks and they're on stage and they get these big tits and shit, you know what I mean? That's not natural, right?
No, exactly. None of it's natural. I mean, that's the thing. It's, like, ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, well,
like, genetically, some people need more than others and all that other stuff. But, like, I see people coming down, like, just because I openly came out of my cycle, they're like, oh, my God. Like, they don't take in consideration that I've only been training 4 years. I'm 22 years old. And anything, they just be like, oh, my, they think, well, people think the more CCs you pump in the body, the better you should look. That's how ridiculous it sounds.
Yeah,
well,
definitely.
They don't give you credit. What happens is they think, this is what people think. You know, with my own shit, I did my site injections with steroids. There was no Synthol. You got to remember, when you see those
it's funny you say that, and Greg could probably attest. I use Synthol in off-season because I'm not using that much gear. But I was shooting so much gear pre-contest that I didn't have any room for Synthol. So I use my gear for Synthol because my Synthol, I own my own Synthol company, and it's made from MCT oil, and I have my gear made in MCT oil too. So it's the same fucking concept. So instead of shooting 3 cc's of Synthol in each head of my biceps, I would do 3 cc's of gear in each head of my biceps because at that point I couldn't even fit in Synthol, you know what I mean? Because I was shooting so many cc's of actual gear.
Well, you know what? let me explain something to you. With me, I was I was a drug dealer back then, you know, and I had like, you know, I'd have like 400 or 500 bottles of testosterone just sitting up. You have no idea. It was, you know, you can ask people who know me personally. And I mean, I would just reach in, take a whole fucking bottle, think, why keep an open bottle around? I'll take the whole goddamn thing. So I would take, you know, 2,000 milligrams, you know, which is, you know, 10 cc's of test tube, you know, whatever it was. Most of the time it was propionate. I like cypionate and enzinate, but, you know, propionate, you know, faster acting, gets in you quicker.
Yeah.
And I would bang that shit. I dumped the whole bottle in me. You know, I didn't give a shit. You know, and I was taking steroids.
Yeah, I was doing 24 cc's a day for the last 2 weeks of my show. It was, and some of it was water-based, and that shit hurts like a bitch, so I was in pain. And I don't know if it was beneficial, probably not, but I mean, I'm OCD, and I knew that I was entering a show, and I ended up not winning the overall, but I was so gung-ho on winning that I was like, I'm going to do everything and, you know, go, and I know nobody else is doing this right now, so I got OCD about it, and I was just shooting tons of shit, and at that point, I was doing growth hormone, like, 15 minutes before each meal. It wasn't farm grade. It was, you know, generic bullshit. But I mean, I was just going. I was doing everything around the clock. And I don't know if it was beneficial, but like I said, I experiment, and like when I, you know, compete, that's what I do. So.
Well, that's what people. Yeah, but who the fuck is anybody to say what you? I mean, I don't give a fuck if you felt like you wanted to be a male bodybuilder with female breast implants. I mean, that would look bizarre. But who cares? What does anybody care? Tattoos on the face with Lee Priest. Who cares? It's his face.
I agree completely. I don't know why people care so much. I don't know. There's some people that think it's because, like, they think that, like, kids are going to shoot 20 cc's of gear. It's like, honestly, I get more emails of kids that email me, and they're like, thank you. Like, I didn't know it took that much, and, like, I might want to take a different stance on bodybuilding. These kids are not going to be like, oh, my God, he took 20 cc's of gear. Well, 20 cc's a year, you know what I mean? Like, they're not, first of all, they can't afford it. Second of all, they're too scared. It's not like, they think that my influence or whatever I say, kids are going to start doing in their backyard. It's like ridiculous.
You know what? You should do something with us with the magazine and everything, and you could have a voice. We'll give you a freaking weekly voice if you want, whatever, you know? And we're doing really good.
You guys actually have a subscription magazine right now?
We have a paper magazine and an online. And we're growing.
Greg, you're no longer with MD?
No, I left MD in December 1st.
We both left MD.
We released everybody.
We were asked to leave.
MD's doing bad right now, I hear.
Oh, they're a joke. I love it. I mean, enough of nothing. They want to just cover contests. Nobody gives a shit about that. But I'm telling you, yeah, I was with MD 14 years. 14 years.
Oh,
nobody's been there longer than me. The only person that ever worked with Steve Blackman longer than me is John Romano, who was there like 18 years. But I was No. He's been gone since Dave left. That's 2007.
So you don't have, Greg, you don't have your rumbling column anymore?
No. I write it for Muscle Sport Mag. I'm with Joe.
Okay.
I'm Joe Piattaro, the guy that you're talking to here, who is the founding editor of the new magazine. He was Steve Blackman. He was the editor-in-chief of Steve Blackman's Fitness RX for Men magazine. And
he was
also a writer for MD. He used to do a lot of columns. Joe, the guy you're talking to, used to work for MD with me. He used to do columns for MD. We used to write Arnold's column in the back of the magazine.
That's
so now
awesome.
We got our own magazine here. He started it. You know what I mean? And we're now the voice. We're starting. I mean, we got a few mega, mega, mega big stars coming up with us. We got Lee Priest. You know, we got a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Victor Richards. Dave Palumbo's with us. Dave's still with RX.
Yeah.
We're working in conjunction with RX.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of stuff, cross-promotion with Dave with RX. We do some of his stuff. He does a column for us, so... Bro, we got a lot of good shit going on. We definitely want you as part of this fucking team, man.
Boston, we look at it this way, okay? Why should we don't like all that, Joe, you know, you belong to the IFBB, you can't do this, or, you know, we're with MD, we hate fucking RX. We don't do that. We're together. We just brought on Rick Dreesen. Rick Dreesen. We brought
him
on.
Yeah, Rick Dreesen, yeah.
Yeah, Rick Dreesen's with us. So we got all these columnists and everything with us. We're building a super magazine. Well, we're working with a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? And, we, you know, you should come on board. We'll give you We'll work something out with you.
You and your girlfriend, Ariella, will give you both plenty of space to say whatever. And I love the shit you do because you don't jerk anybody off. You come right out and talk about fucking juicing and fucking the shit like that. You're not PC, which is right up our alley, dude. So we're fucking perfect.
I'm a no-filter type of guy. So she is too.
You know that Valentino isn't. He's a fucking, the rambling freak, and I go right along with that stuff. I love fucking being up that stuff, so. This is a perfect match. I think that we can definitely fucking help one another out, and we got a lot of fucking good things in fucking store, man. And if you're gonna be on board, it's gonna be great. I know you gotta go, Boston, and we only got a few minutes left on this fucking on this pre-record. I just wanna, basically was just summarize a little bit with the whole Loblina thing. So basically, you were just kind of fucking around, but like in response to something that
His video didn't really bother me. I mean, doesn't really bother me that much, but it's like, he's like basically putting down a drug really that like he doesn't have any experience with and he doesn't know anything about, and where other people have so much more knowledge and actual experience with the drug. That's why I hate people that'll talk shit about a drug, but they've never actually used it themselves. So he's one of those dudes. So I was like, wow. So then Ariel is actually like even more like, wow. So she made a status about it. And then he got so butthurt, he made another response video. So he's already made two videos about it. I'm sure he'll make another video about it. And I don't know. And
where did she put the status up? Where was Ariella's status about?
It's on Facebook. It's still
on Facebook. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll check it out.
You know what's funny, I just want to say one thing. You know what's funny? I don't know Loblina. I bumped into him at the Arnold Classic. Okay, for a split second. And I've always, I've seen him online and shit, and I think I like him. But I think a lot of other people jazzed this shit up. I guarantee if you and him got together, you'd probably like each other. I don't know.
I don't have a problem with him at all. Like, if I saw him in person, I'd be completely cool with him. But what I'm saying is, I think more of his videos are just to get views more than, like, he just comes up with dumb shit. And some of this shit's funny. Like, some of this shit I laugh. But, like, if he's going to talk shit about a drug like that, and then he actually mentioned my name in the video, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, all right, dude, well, I'm going to come back at you. Like, I don't care. Yeah, I'm basically just trolling him at this point.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I reached out to him, and I asked, is there any history behind? Because I didn't know any of this stuff until it popped up on Reddit this morning, and then I clicked on the link. So I reached out to both these at the same time. He got back to me early, and he just basically said there was no history. Like, he didn't know where this was coming from. So that's why I was just curious. I was like, well, what the fuck?
I had no problem with him. But the thing is, I didn't even know who Mark was. And so he's mentioned my name in his videos. At least eight times. So every time he makes a video and he mentions my name, I'll have a couple of my followers. They'll either email me it, message it to me on Facebook, or they'll post it on my Facebook wall for me to listen to. And every single one of them, he's like bashing me. So it's like, whatever. Like, and I just do it for views, because every time he's going to mention my name in the video, he knows it's going to get back to me, and he knows my followers are going to listen to it.
Right.
I think he's doing it more. I think he's doing it more as a marketing theme. Like,
I think the followers are trying to cause trouble though too. They like baiting at you.
That DMV that DMP video he made already has like more views than all of his other videos that he posted. So that goes to show you. Fine with me, I don't care. But if you're gonna mention my thing, I'll come back at you. And now everybody's making videos about it. Jerry Ward made a video about it. A few other people have made videos about it. So, I mean, he did. He was smart. He's a smart guy. He makes a ton of money. He's a smart guy. He probably did it as a publicity stunt. Who knows? But, no, if I ever saw him in person, I'd be completely cool with him. Like, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I think in our video, Joe, I think in the one I did about steroids, I think I even said stay away from DNP. Because I knew my friend, a guy I know, his girlfriend, when she was in, she died from it. Now, that doesn't mean I don't sit there and call people. I don't know who does anything. I just say, stay away from it. It's dangerous. But if you want to do it, I can't tell you what to do. You know what I'm saying?
It's like with anything. If you're going to use it like an idiot, you're going to take the consequence, regardless if it's taking too much tran or, whatever it is. you're gonna pay the consequences if you don't know what you're doing.
Oh yeah, I mean I don't know.
Yeah.
I even said I don't know enough about it. You know, I never even took growth hormone or any of that shit. I'm an androgen junkie. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so
are
you,
I
you're
really
taking a bunch of
testosterone
and Adderall and shit.
Oh, dude, let me. I just the word Adderall, my cock gets hard and all that shit.
So, Greg, how many cc's did you say you put into your arms?
I don't know. I moved it all around. I just dumped whole bottles.
Oh, okay. You were putting a ton. Okay.
What would happen is this. I would take a whole fucking bottle, right? This doesn't even count.
Uh-huh.
Apple. I would take a whole bottle of test. I had so many bottles. I would reach in, anyway, I would take a whole bottle, right? I'd pop off the top, and I'd be like, fuck it, there's 10 cc's in here. I'd move it around. I'd stick it here, there, wherever. I don't stick in the ass because who wants a big ass? That was my whole thing.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I don't care what anybody says. Wherever you stick your juice, that area is going to grow. My friend,
100%, 100%.
My friend had to.
I don't think if you do like 1 cc, it's going to grow. But if you're putting volume like 5 to 10 cc, most definitely.
Yeah, but you know what? I was nuts, bro. Let me tell you. I'm going to use the whole bottle. So why leave a little empty space in the fucking syringe? But whatever the syringe held was, and the syringe always held 3 cc. He's like, you know, so I fucking pull the whole thing up like this, and wherever I started sticking it, that's going to be the bicep, that's where it went. It's going to be the shoulders, that's where it went. And I would choose the whole fucking thing.
You know?
That's fucking great. You obviously had leakage, though, right? Like, when you pulled the needle out, you obviously had oil that was leaking out, right?
Yeah, every once in a while, but I would freak out about that, because to me that was, you know, because it was juice, and I'd be like,
you're losing gear, yeah.
No,
that's,
no,
yeah,
oh, my God.
I would do the same thing.
Do you know that, Austin, my old partner, my partner Paul, he's still in the gym with me, he would actually, after he was done shooting, he would actually suck on the end of the needle because he used to say even a little specky little shit that's still stuck in the needle, but a little tiny little drip maybe that's in the needle. He'd say, I can't let it go to waste. He would actually suck it and put it in his mouth and swallow it. He was
how ridiculous. I mean, I don't get to that point, but it's like when I shoot water-based 20 and it gets stuck in the top of the needle, you know what I'm talking about? When it gets stuck in the, like, actual in the base of in the needle, I trip out because I'm like, who knows, you know, all the micronized stuff could have, like, went through the needle, and the main Winstrol crystals are just stuck at the bottom of the bottom of the needle now. And then I'll trip out and be like, did I even ingest any? Oh, shit.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. My friend was nuts with that shit. Listen, I was not stupid. What people don't realize about me is that I did this shit in the 90s. You gotta understand, I'm 55 years old. I'm going to be 55 years old. I'm not a...
Are your arms still jacked?
No, I mean, I'm big, but I'm not like I was. No. If you saw me, I look normal, like a normal guy. I don't mean like normal, but I mean, choke.
No, but
I'm
saying from all the years of shitting your arms, you still have some inflammation in your arms, right?
He's got big arms. I do have scar tissue.
See,
yeah,
that
but
one
dude, you're being fucking too modest, man. He doesn't want to fight. He's got fucking big arms. They may not be 27.
But I'm big. I got broad shoulders. Like, if you saw me, I'm very broad. Like, I have a wide back. I never took no shit in any the back of it.
I saw the bigger, faster, stronger, and you look sick when you're like 18 before any of that shit.
Well, that's what Boston. I trained 23 years natural. I used to compete. I didn't even know what steroids were. You got to understand. I started training in 1972. Right, and it's 70.
How old are you?
I was just turning 13.
Okay.
And but I wasn't body. I mean, I was really built already naturally. So by the time I was 16, I was already ready to compete. And I was competing at the same time as Arnold. I get pictures of me and Arnold when I was 16 years old. I mean, I know Arnold that long. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I was fucking. Well, I was built in the 70s. Some of those pictures are from, and I was more built than guys on. I didn't even know what steroids were until Peter Neff, who was a natural bodybuilder, used to say to me, "Well, I'm natural." And I thought, like, what the fuck is natural? I thought he meant like he's a vegan. You know what I mean? I didn't know what he meant, and that's how it's. Because steroids were a hush-hush subject when I was a kid, and you know, I'm from the Bronx, but I grew up mostly in Westchester. I'm originally from the Bronx. We'll get the fuck out of there. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Where I lived, no one did steroids. I worked in the Nautilus Center. There wasn't even freeways. We used to work out on the Nautilus machine to make a home and use plastic weights. So I built out of the physique. I trained 23 years natural, and then I started taking steroids. What happened was I was selling this shit, and then I was like, holy fuck, I'm watching guys get jacked around me, you know, and I got sick of it over the years. And finally, when I started selling this shit, because I lost my gym and I had a baby, and that baby's now my son, who's 25, so I said, fuck this shit. I earned it, and I started shooting. And I'm the kind of guy, I'm an all-or-nothing guy. I either go fucking bonsai, balls to the walls, or I don't do it at all. Like, I do marathon training. People talk about Rich Piano. Oh, I train 2-3 hours. I'm like, shit, man. I took fucking 3 hours to come by this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You used to hit arms for 3 hours, too?
Oh, yeah. You kidding? You know what you have to do? Consider everything I say a fucking lie. Talk to people who know me or who grew up with me. They'll tell you, dude, that guy was... Paul DeMeo, who passed away, God rest his soul, used to make fun of me because I used to eat rolls. I used to do such marathon workouts. I used to put and buy a bag of, like, rolls, you know, like bread rolls. And they used to drink fucking cream soda or old-time cream soda or root beer. I used to drink that during with them because I needed so much sugar. And
are you saying during the workout you would do that?
Yeah, during the workout, I would eat a bag of rolls because it would take me 3 hours to do biceps. And then
that's fucking funny.
The same day. I would do 2-3 hours of trip. By the time I was done, 6 hours in the fucking gym. But I owned a gym, too, so I could get away with that. But what I'm saying, you know, so I was making money that way. And, you know, I was fucking berserk. And that was natural. That was no juice. I wasn't on juice then. You know what I mean? You're talking to 80. I just started taking steroids. I think it was 1996, I started taking steroids. And then by 2001, I'm sitting in jail. So what happened is, all that shit, I had a short run on it, but, I mean, I gained, like, 100 pounds. And I got to be honest with you, I shot so much shit in me, it took years for that shit to dissipate. Because you could see pictures of me in, like, 2003, 2004, and I was still really jacked, but I wasn't on anything. It's the shit was still in me. You know what I mean? It was fucking slowly fucking leaving me. You know, because I shot
because you probably had so much scar tissue in your arms.
Oh, I still do.
It takes forever to absorb all the oil. I bet you a lot of oil was sitting in you forever, and it took forever to actually absorb.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what I'm telling you. That fucking shit sat in me for years. You know what
I mean?
That's funny.
Hey. When you actually were off gear, you probably were still on gear. You were getting, like, a slow little IV drip.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. And I love it. Dude, I'm not on anything now. I wish I was. I got the limp dick to fucking prove it. But, you know.
Listen, Greg, we're going to be cut off. You know, we got that hard out at the 45 mark.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I want to make sure we get, I know, this is great, man. I'm just fucking sitting back and enjoying. You guys are fucking doing awesome. But I want to make sure we get Boston's plugs out there, and I want to get a quick promo. If you can cut us a quick promo, that we'll cut it up and edit this and put it all together. Boston, let's make sure we get all the plugs out there that you want, and make sure we get out there. So, what is the website that they can reach you at, and your Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook?
Website is www.bigdaddyb.com. BigDaddyB.com. And my email is boston35@gmail.com. That's BOSTIN35@gmail.com. And that's basically it.
Yeah, cool, man. Make sure you follow Boston on Facebook, Twitter, and all of that stuff.
Cool.
All right, thanks,
Boston.
I appreciate
it.
All right, take care,
bro. Fist bump.
Bye, guys.
All right, take care.
I'm making big cream, big shot, heavy hitter on the make, and you wanna